Everybody, I'm back. Instead of Music Mondays, I'm going to do Meal Monday because it's Girls Night Out In. And what I have for you, I think is going to be totally awesome. I was totally inspired by when I went to the Old Spaghetti Factory. They were trying out stuff on their new menu. And they had a Thai curry pasta with prawns and some vegetables, and it was to die for. It had coconut milk, you know, and I thought, how can I make this at home? And I thought, you know what, I've got some red curry paste, Thai curry paste, and I've been chicken. I gotta admit it, I've been chicken. So I figured, well, let's see what I can do with it. I had a little taste of it, and it's potent, so I won't need much. But I think it'll make a really good stir fry. I took out some pork chops, so I'm going to cut them up. I think I'm going to take off some of the fat. And then I'm going to stir fry them. So anyway, I'll start on that as soon as I wash my hands. Okay, everybody. First and foremost, I'm going to get a bowl. Because we want to have our coconut. Now, Thai curry is fairly spicy, so I'm going to go what I think should be just enough, and that's about a teaspoon. Now, next time I do this, that could change. So, we'll leave it at that. So, I'm also going to open up a can of Thai coconut milk. And the reason why I'm doing that is we have on here I'm in a loss of words here. We've got a lot of, just a lot of liquid, and so I want to make sure that we get all. This is pretty solid for coconut milk. There comes the liquid. I'm hoping I'm doing the right thing. I haven't really worked with it that much myself. But, okay, getting back to what I was saying is I'm going to put some coriander, but I'm also thinking of putting a little bit of mint in. Let's see whether that works. If not, okay. At least we will have tried. So right now, rescuing the small spoon that ended up in there, first of all, and getting it out of there because I think a whisk would be the best to get that mixed about. Here we go. That's what I'm thinking. I must admit I'm a bit disorganized. So, mix that in. Get it all over me. But that's part of being a chef for Home Chef. Okay. Now to have a test, because one thing that I've heard lots of, that's thick. I wouldn't want it any more than that. So, we're gonna let that sit. But, like I said, I think I'm gonna add a little bit of mint in that. Possibly a little bit more mint later. That's it. Now, one thing I found with spices, well, in this case, herbs, is you need a lot more of the dry. And that's what I have. If you have fresh mint, great. Add it in at the end of your stir fry. But in this case, I don't. So that, oh, that's right. I'm out of coriander. Well, the mint will have to work. That's okay. Another taste test. With a different spoon, of course. You can't taste as much of the mint yet. But I think once the stir fry is, once it's in the stir fry, it'll really help. Okay, next. But by all means, not least, is the pork chops. Now, these are center cut, fairly thick, so they have a bit of fat on them, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people that say, like, Emeril Lagasse pork fat rules, and that's true, but in this case, because it is an Asian dish, at least to me, I don't want to have an overabundance of pork fat, because I'm going to be using probably a tad peanut oil as well. You just cut off what you want. And some pork chops, they have a little bit of excess, like little pieces of pork that they have hanging over. It's like they overdid it. So you take what you want of those pieces, and especially if they work well into your stir fry. And you go from there. Okay. I'm going to leave it at that for right now. I'm basically going to cut those two pork chops into strips, and I will get back to you when I've got the stir fry started. Or at least when I'm onto the next ingredient. Okay. Next up is a medium onion. And I like a lot of garlic, so I'm also going to add in some chopped garlic. Now, I know it has a lot of preservatives and stuff like that, but for me, going through all some of the chopped garlic, or chopping and peeling of garlic, but sometimes I don't have time, especially, well, in either summer or winter. So I get the pre-done stuff in a jar. It tastes wonderful, and it works. But for my onions, I do that. I do myself. Now what I do is slice it in half, and then I slice them in a nice, some people would say big slices. You know, and it's up to you what you like. Ultimately, it's your kitchen. You just go with whatever works. Because of my vision that my slices vary, but you know, I'm hoping that'll change as I learn to slow down. But anyway, my onion is chopped. So next up comes my wok. Now, I personally like my Teflon wok. But you can use whatever you want. Oil. We're going to impart a little bit of nutty flavor here. Not much, because of the pork that's coming up, but I figured it would be a good thing. So anyway, I'm not going to add any spice like I was thinking of, because the curry paste will be spicy enough. Now a lot of people would say, put your pork chops in next. Well, for me, the best thing is putting in my onions. I like to slightly caramelize them, as a lot of you, I'm sure, realize if you've listened to other boos. So, and the way I do it is a bit differently than most. I cook them partway, and then towards the end, I put a little bit of water. Not much, but just enough to get them sizzling again. And what that does is that gives that brown tinge and deepens your onion flavor. I like it in so many aspects. So, so that's what I'm going to do today. Just looking for something temporarily. Find it, so I'll have to use something else, but that's okay. Alright, so my oil is going. It's by hot right now. So in go my onions. Make sure that they're broke up. You can do that with, while they're in there, just tapping on them. Make sure you get to the end. I obviously didn't get to one of my ends, and didn't do too well. So basically, you cook them, like I said, until it's brown, or slightly brown around the edges. If you lose your a lot of your oil, put that little bit of water in, and that'll deepen your, that'll finish the rest of your cooking. So leave it until I put in the pork. Catch you in a minute. Once my screen comes back up, there we go. Okay, now we have these. I guess we could almost say cook some of them until they're translucent, but I'm starting to brown. And then you add your water. Maybe about a tablespoon or so. They'll cool down. But by the time they come back up, I assure you, they'll be slightly caramelized. And when that happens, we'll add in the pork. I personally, today, am just using an Arctic Gardens blend of vegetables. Just because I want to be quick and easy. Maybe girls' night in, or out in. But I have my food network shows that I like to watch. So, excuse me. So anyway, I'd like these cooked a little bit better, so I'm going to leave them. You could almost say this is a chow mein, is what I'm making. Because the pork chops are going to be next anyway, and that'll add some pork fat, I'm going to quickly add those. There they go. So, of course, make sure that those are mixed in. Your temperature will go down a bit. But you let them cook, they'll get nicely brown. And once they're brown and starting to cook, then you look at your other stuff. I'm just going to take a look at the time. I'm going to leave you there for right now. I hope you check out part two. But if you happen to not, may your journeys be safe, wherever they may take you. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.